Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show, where ordinary heroes tell extraordinary stories during unique and never been heard before conversations with your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Hillary's unique listening and way of asking questions results in conversations that aren't usually talked about, so you can create the life that you really want but are afraid you can't really have. We are demonstrating the greatness in the human spirit and creating a world where we all reclaim our birthright of joy, happiness, purpose, and passion. Now, here's your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show, and we are going to have a really great time today. As you can see, I am dressed for fun, and it's my birthday! So Debbie and I'm bringing Debbie Wilson Berman into the studio in a minute, but before I do, I just want to tell you about she's a chef, an author, a wife, a mother, and a grandmother, and this woman knows how to entertain. She has published her first book, which is called The Saga Joe Experience, Recipes for Lifestyle and Entertaining. And it is not just a recipe book. It is a book about living and living fun and well and beautifully. So welcome to the stage, Debbie.
Hi. Thank you for having me, Hillary.
Let me just show them your beautiful kitchen. So I'm going to take myself out for a second so you can see this is the way she lives. This is not just for the show, right? This is how she lives, right? I'm right back. Check her out.
This is it.
Isn't that gorgeous? So I just have to recommend, before we get started, Debbie's book is so beautiful. Like, you won't believe, I know it was hard work, but just the pictures and the recipes, and it's not just, there she is, about recipes. It's really about throwing a beautiful party, get together, brunch. She has breakfast in bed with her husband. I mean, just everything. And it's really so much more than a cookbook. It's just, it's a life book. It's a entertaining book. What would you call it, Debbie?
Definitely what you just said. It's a lifestyle and entertaining book. You know, also a lot of dining experiences. And like you said in the beginning, breakfast in bed. We started out with breakfast in bed. And that's a special occasion for us because there's a reason why I put breakfast in bed. You know, we have busy lives. Everybody is always busy. My husband travels for work. So part of the reason for putting that there is we get to spend time with each other and without coming downstairs and fussing in the kitchen. I just prepare beautiful breakfast, put it in a gorgeous tray, and take it upstairs, and we enjoy breakfast in bed. And I think anybody can do this. So that's the reason why I put it in the book. I started off with breakfast in the bed. That's a beautiful dining experience, a beautiful breakfast experience.
All right. So, and I just want to show you if I can find the picture. Like, there she is in her pajamas, right? Beautiful. They're beautiful.
Pajamas. In my pajamas, yes.
Yes. And like looking so elegant with her husband in the bed. I mean,
yes.
That is so cool. You do not see that in most cookbooks, right? That's just not done. So
it's part of the reason I wanted to display who I am and the life that we live, the lifestyle, the entertaining. And you can even entertain in your bedroom. It doesn't only have to be for sleeping. Come on. Why not have a tea or coffee and relax? You know, people watch movies in their bedroom.
All right, so this is my craziness when I saw that. I'm like, oh my God, what if there's crumbs? There'll be bugs in the bed. There'll be crumbs. Like, you don't seem like to worry about any of that stuff, right? You're just,
no.
just having
you clean it up after, you know?
Yeah.
Clean up after.
Yeah. So that's what, by the end of this show, I want to be chill about entertaining, not worrying about stuff. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to have fun today.
And, I know it's your birthday today.
Yes. So
happy birthday from me to you. Oh. And we're going to have fun. As you can see, I have lots of stuff to line up for us.
Oh, good. All right. Well, and when I need to show you more, just tell me and I'll remove myself.
Yeah, we've got lots of stuff here. All of this for your birthday. We're just going to enjoy this session. It's going to be a wonderful one.
All right. Well, this little butterfly thing is actually from an interview I did with a woman who's having a butterfly event. She's trying to break the world record for most people dressed as butterfly, and I'm the Connecticut captain. So it might have already happened by the time this airs. I don't know, but that's why I have this, and it just reminds me to have fun and not get too serious, right? Yeah. So
that's what life is about, right? Just having fun. Enjoy.
Yeah. So, all right. So should we do our toast yet, or should we save that?
Sure, we should. You know, I've got some really nice wine here that will go with our cheeses. It's a lovely Whispering Angel wine. Mm. I'm going to pour mine.
Okay. See, just the way she does everything is so elegant, right? I want to be like you when I grow up. I'm just going to watch and learn today. Yeah. Yeah.
And
okay.
Oh my gosh, I have to. I just have to talk a little bit about the smell of wine. I can smell the citrus. I can smell grapefruit. Mm-hmm. This wine is such a great wine to pair with fruit and cheeses. And just take a look at the color. That I love the color. It's so eye pleasing. Mm-hmm. It's such a beautiful hue. It almost looks like a peach or light pink grapefruit. It's gorgeous. And the smell. So cheers, my friend, to you.
Here we go.
You have many more birthdays. Cheers.
Thank you. We don't really drink on the show, but today is a special day. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
Oh, my.
I'm going to pretend I'm drinking yours. Yeah. Good. All right. So I know, you know, you've been interviewed before, you said, and you've told your past. So if you want to see all about how she got this amazing way, you can watch some of the other interviews. But and if you'd like to get Debbie's book, again, this is available on Amazon probably.
Yes.
Saga Joe Experience. Yeah. So you can see, I mean, the pictures, everything is so beautiful. Imagine having a photo shoot with your friends coming over to drink and eat beautiful, amazing food. I mean,
right?
I know you said it was hard work, but it looks so much fun. I was like, oh, did they worry about what they were wearing? Did you guys have hair and makeup, like all that stuff?
Well, yeah, yes, we did. Most of it was very comfortable because I wanted to create the book that's more of us. More of what we really do and not things that we don't do. Because I want you to get that realistic, entertaining profile that I'm, you know, trying to put forward. So we sat on the table, you know, especially that part with girlfriends for lunch. Mm-hmm. But one of the most important things is to know your guests, right? So the guests that I had, they are my friends and I know them. But it's important to know what they like to eat, what they're allergic to, what they love to drink. And these things are important, you know, and setting the ambience and setting the mood. So I want it casual because I know my girlfriends are coming and they love sitting in the kitchen and chit-chatting and chatting away. So the kitchen was the best part to do that. So that was part of the experience, lunch with my girlfriends. And the recipes are just awesome.
Mm.
Should really try the recipes. It's beautiful.
And how would you tell people to know your guests? I mean, obviously, these are your friends, so you know them. But if you had, I don't know, if you would have a dinner party for your husband's, let's say, work people, how would you know what they like or are allergic to?
So those are questionnaires that should go out to people because you don't want someone who is allergic to nuts and then you have something baked or cooked or even touched with, you know, with nuts. or, you know, for anything, if people don't eat something, you know, something gets them sick. So I really like to ask when I'm having, you know, company or if I'm catering for someone, because I like to do very private and personal catering for people. So, you know, I would ask, you know, is anyone allergic to this? Is anyone allergic to that? Do they eat this? Do they eat that? What are their favorite things to eat? What sort of meats, what sort of vegetables would you like to have? Because cooking is just cooking, but cooking with a purpose and really taking the reins of finding out what people enjoy eating, that is important.
No, so let's say I was the hostess and I had people coming over, but I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Would you tell me to go ask? I mean, like
if you were a hostess and you didn't know that someone was allergic to something.
Well, I just, let's say, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an occasion where I wouldn't know the people, but let's say, I don't know, it was a work thing or I'm hosting for, my son, he hates when I say, can I call you later? Oops. Anyway. Sorry. Anyway, so let's say, I don't know, somebody, maybe I was doing a favor for someone, so I didn't know the people, you know, so, or they were bringing them and I didn't know them. Would you recommend that I find out so that it can be more enjoyable?
Of course, definitely. Because, you know, you don't want someone to come to your house and you have all this beautiful food prepared and then they're eating. But most people that have allergies, they ask. They would say, does this have in it? Or, you know, I'm gluten-free, or, oh, I can't eat that. Most people are very careful of, they know, you know, when they are allergic to stuff. You know, if someone doesn't know they're allergic to stuff, well, I guess they'll find out, you know. But this is a big part of entertaining for me, is to know your guests. And, I mean, if you're preparing a beautiful meal, a delicious meal, and you're having people over, you want to make some of the favorite things, some of the things that they enjoy eating. You just don't want to make things that you like, you know, because you're entertaining. You're entertaining your guests. Yes. So, you know, what you like is, you know, put it on the back burner for a little bit. And then, you know, find out what your company like. Now, and, you know, enjoy.
Yeah. Do you find, because I'm a recovering people pleaser. So, if somebody says, like, well, what do you like? I'd be like, I don't know. What do you like? You know, like, it would be hard for me to speak up, or I wouldn't feel like, I don't know. I would be funny, like, really saying what I wanted.
Say what you like. You wouldn't want to say, oh, well, I don't like fish. I prefer to eat beef.
Or yeah. It would be
chicken, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I mean,
so
I'm learning because I just had a guest and I was afraid. I was so nervous because I was afraid, oh my God, what if she's a people pleaser like me? We'll be like, well, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? So it's like, it's all about speaking up. But do you find that people will actually tell you, this is my favorite food, if you could make this? I feel like it's being high maintenance, I think. I don't want to be high maintenance.
Yeah, no. So, you know, This is very important. You're hitting some really good conversation here. So, like we're saying, I love entertaining. So if I have people over that I know, and then all of a sudden one of my friends said, you know, my girlfriend is in town. I'd love to bring her to your home. Whatever, I'll say sure. You know, for me, it's important for me to find out, does your girlfriend eat blah blah blah, whatever it is we're cooking.
Let's say I'm your friend and you ask me that and I'm like, I don't know. Then I
put it to you and I would say, would you like to have some steak, or would you like to have some roasted chicken or potatoes? Would you prefer potatoes or rice? You know, would you prefer a pasta? How would you like your salad dressing? You know, these are things that I really, really find that are very important. Not just the cooking of the food, but you want people to enjoy what you cook, right? So what if someone doesn't eat the way I cook? What if they don't eat a certain meat? I have friends that don't eat lamb, and I love lamb. So am I going to just cook lamb because I love lamb and find those friends who don't eat lamb at home. No, I don't think so. But, stressing on that, it's important. It makes for a beautiful dinner or a party or a casual entertaining, any dining experience. But it's very, very important to me to do things like that. You're pleasing your guest, yes, but think about you or the host. You like you said, you want to be pleasing. So I'm the host and I'm pleasing my guest. That makes me happy. That makes me feel good. I feel as though I have accomplished what I set out to do, which is have a beautiful dining experience.
I love it. I'm writing that down. So I know it makes you happy. I can feel your joy and I can feel, I know. Yeah. It's just like, it's beautiful. It's like, great. It's great.
It is.
When did you get in touch with that part of you? Would you say that like you got to do this? I mean,
the entertaining part and
just the passion, I know you learned to cook or whatever, with your mom. And then, but when did this, or was she like that too with the entertaining?
My mom was a fantastic entertainer, cooking and entertaining, she was. But I think what happened is when we moved from Canada, yes, I used to live in Canada, very cold place. So when we moved from Canada to the United States, the children were little. And at the time, I was at home with the children. My husband went to work. And I found myself not being able to communicate with the adults, just to say hi to my neighbor or whatever, because I was so engrossed in being the CEO of the home, So I decided to, using my knowledge and everything that I know about entertaining, I decided to put that to use. So I invited my children's parents, their parents over, my neighbors, different things. And I would have a nice little dinner at home or a nice little lunch, depending on it. And that's how I got to know people. That's how I got to know my neighbors. That's how I got to know the kids' friends and their parents. So I indulged in, that's how I got to have some adult time, sometimes talking to grown-ups because I was with my children. It's hard when you have to maintain your home and you're the one that have to do all the shopping, the grocery shopping, take the children to school, busy life. I was a busy mom like everybody else, right? So I decided to entertain, and I loved doing it, and I continued to do it, and it hasn't stopped. My husband said, we never stop entertaining.
And how did you do it? I know you had the little kid, so you have to go grocery shopping anyway.
Yeah.
What were they doing when you, were they in there helping you? How did you keep them busy while you were?
So my son was the last one, he was the baby. So the girls, they loved it. They would walk around and I would be talking about vegetables to my children, saying, this is a great vegetable. This is what mommy's going to do with it when she get home, I would be explaining to them. And they would be looking at me and they said, yummy, things like that, That's what I did with my kids, I took them out and we bought flowers and, they would help me as little as they were. They would literally, I would say, can you get the potatoes from the refrigerator? Could you get this for mom? Can you, I involved them because they, and today they love doing it. My children love doing it.
So you didn't stick them in front of the TV while you had all the fun. They participated.
They participated, yes. Not in everything, not every day.
Not with the knives.
But I certainly included them. I included my husband as well because, he's my sous chef now, he helps. He does. When we're having big gatherings or, we're having parties at home, he does. He dives into the kitchen. He helps. It's because they're so used to it. I've spent years doing this. They get so accustomed to it. I don't even have to ask him to come and help. He will just come and help.
And he enjoys it?
He does. He does. He enjoys it. He loves how, you know, I taught him how to chop. So he chops like a pro. So he loves that. And, you know, he feels like a real, you know, chef, you know.
Can you send him out to the grocery store, or do you have to buy the stuff? Yes.
Yes. And he can pick very good stuff. Yes, definitely. Yeah, he's my sous chef.
Wow, that's awesome. Was he still working, or did he retire?
No. He's still working. Okay. He's still working. Yeah.
So for parties, I get it. Wow.
Yeah.
But he never minded, right? He never said, oh, you're spending too much money on food or anything like that.
No, he's a good sport, my husband. I have to say, you know, I couldn't do this without him. I couldn't do the book. I couldn't do all of my entertaining. I couldn't do all of the things that I wanted to do without him. Yeah, he's a good sport. Yeah.
And how did you guys meet?
So we met in Trinidad and Tobago, where we grew up. Mm-hmm. That's where we met. We took it from there. And then we both went to Canada. We migrated from Trinidad and Tobago to Canada. And we got married in Canada. And the children were born in Canada. And then we came to the United States.
Oh. So, like, were you friends? Were you in high school together? Like, how did you get
together? We were in high school together. We did not go to the same school. But we did know each other when we were a lot younger. Our families knew each other. Mm. And, you know, that's where we developed a relationship, you know, a friendship. And then it turned into, you know, here we are, married with children and grandchildren.
Did you think that's the guy or anything like that? Or did it grow slowly?
So it grew because when we started dating, dating was wonderful. He was just really a wonderful individual, and he hasn't changed. I have to tell you, my husband today is the boyfriend that I married. You know, he is that same person. He hasn't changed. You know, of course we all age. You know, but he hasn't changed in the mannerisms, in the person who he is, in the affection, the love, the sweet, loving person that I married. And he's still that person up to today.
That's awesome. And how long have you been married? How many years?
We have been married for 32 years.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing. You're talking like you just like had your first date, right? Which is really cool.
Right? I'm telling you, you know, he hasn't changed. And I love that fact. And I think, you know, those are things that are important in life. The way you live your life, it's an example for your children. It's an example for your grandchildren. I'm just thankful. That's all I have to say. I'm really thankful. I'm blessed. Wow. And I thank God. Yes.
That's awesome. All right. One of the things that I was asking you yesterday when we talked was you know, you're always around food and eating and you know, in the book, it was like, oh my God, she's drinking wine again. And I was just like, that sounds like so much fun. But my concern would be, oh my God, I'm going to gain weight. And I loved your answer.
Yes.
Did you give them your answer? Yeah.
I do. It's simple. You know, you can eat anything you want. It's just the portions that you eat, you know? So, you know, I love cooking. You know, the French has it right. I just want to say everybody has it right, Mediterranean French. But eating a certain portion, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, whatever it is, on a beautiful plate, I think it's wonderful. And that's how we eat. You know, I eat portions. And people say, oh, you don't eat your cake, so you don't. Oh, I love dessert. I love dessert. I'm a dessert lover, right? And if I make a cake or, you know, and it's sitting here, I would have a piece today And if I feel to eat another piece tonight, I go and I eat another piece or another nice slice. But it doesn't have to be a big piece, right? It has to be, you know, something that you yourself can consume. So I think portioning your food is very important.
I do. Now, you had said, you know, when you go to fine dining, you get like, you know, a couple of small slices of duck with what, yes, four fingerling potatoes. Yes. And then is it so I know some of us or whatever in not so fine dining, you know, you get huge portions and that's what you get served. But would you say it's about tasting it and enjoying it? And I guess it's like you have to be present to it. You're not just shoveling it in. You're actually, I mean, someone said three bites. Like, that's really all you need to experience it. But have you ever heard that? Or
well, I've heard all kinds of things, yeah, as a chef, all kinds of stuff. But what you said there is very important, you know. So, you know, fine dining is something, you know, not a lot of people love fine dining, and it's an occasion dining. Mm-hmm. But when you sit down around people, or like, for instance, when I'm having dinner and, you know, the food is on the table, I don't set the plates out like for everybody to eat in their portion. I put the food out and it'll be, you know, it could be a beautiful roasted chicken. It could be a beautiful lamb. It could be anything, a brisket. They all go on the table and they're sliced and you take what you would like to have or how much you would like to have. But part of the reason, part of the real love and passion about food and eating is enjoying, you know, let your palate enjoy the food. Taste the food, especially if you're tasting something that you haven't tasted for the first time, you know, like you've never tasted. Enjoy it, you know, that's a true enjoyment of eating to me. I love food. I love all kinds of food, but enjoying it is important to me. You know, tasting, I love tasting, you know, to me, that's important. How would you know if you like something, you know, having that palate to understand, you know, that sends all these little messages to your brains like, ooh, I like this. Ooh, this is delicious. The reason why we get that is because we're tasting it. We're enjoying it. Our palate is liking it. So I think that is very important, you know, enjoying your food, savoring the moment, savoring the dishes. I think that's, you know, that's part of eating. That's part of enjoyment. It's part of entertaining.
You know, I'm just thinking, I don't think that's what I do. You know, like maybe once or twice, but I don't think I've ever really been conscious to really taste. Enjoy. Yeah. I think it's kind of like, okay, here's dinner and I eat. You know, it's not like, oh, let me, you know, I just don't think so. But I think I can now that I'm aware of it. I don't think I was aware that was a thing.
But have you ever been like out, let's say a wedding or any sort of occasion like that, and you're sitting around the table with, you know, the rest of the guests, and the food is being brought to you and everybody's sitting down and you hear people, oh, this is delicious. Oh, wow. Did you taste this? Or, you know, and they're chatting about it. It's because it hits their taste buds right away. So you do. You just do not take that time to really enjoy that moment. But you do. Everybody does. You just don't take the time to enjoy it. If you do take the time to savor and enjoy your meal, you will look at food differently.
Yeah. No, I think this is awesome. But really, you know, it's not just like a thing to get through. Okay, here's the task. It's time to eat. Now we move on. It's really an experience. I think that's what you're bringing to us, is really having it be an experience where you let, I think, you know, what you were talking about in the book, it's like you involve all the senses. Right? Yes. The smell, the sight.
Yes.
Taste.
Yes.
I don't know about sound. Yes, with music.
music, of course. You know, you have to set the ambiance. You know, everything. You know,
and what would be the touch, like the napkins or the fabrics?
The fabrics, the napkins, whatever, the glass. I mean, simply holding beautiful glass. You know, it makes you feel, you know, dainty. It gives you that, you know, like I feel like this, you know, let's take a sip. You know, so it really is very important. And people eat with their eyes. So putting forward something on the table that would please someone's eyes, you know, just don't make the meat and put it on the table. If you're entertaining, you know, take the time. Take the time to, you know, dress it up a little bit and present it to your guests. You know, presenting food gives people that's the first thing they see. And they're like, oh, wow. You know, it they can't wait to see what's coming out next, right? Or they can't wait for everybody to sit on the table for them to enjoy this beautiful meal. You know, so eating with your eyes, like all of this that's so beautiful here, you know, this little cheese platter that's so gorgeous. People eat with their eyes. They want to, when you see all these beautiful colors, I mean, it's just gorgeous. It does make you want to just dive into it and eat it. You know, it's just what you do.
Okay, so this is blowing my mind, really. All right, we have to go to the commercial. So I'm going to write down my question. Okay, and then we'll come back. So
we should eat some.
I know, I want some. I'm like, can I just reach it through the camera? All right, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. All right, good.
Has social-emotional learning become just one more thing on your teachers' plates? Do teachers and students both find it boring and ineffective? Then bring Kikori to your school. Kikori transforms classrooms through experiential SEL activities that help students play, reflect, connect, and grow. Even better, students say it's more fun than recess. Schedule a no-obligation conversation at kikoriapp.com/bringkikori. K-I-K-O-R-I.
Do you ever feel like you can't say what you really want to say? Or that you're stuck or in a holding pattern in your relationships, career, personal life, or finances? Are there things you want in life that you've given up on? Are you resigned that this is as good as it's going to get? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then Hillary Burns, host of the Getting Real with Hillary Show, has the solution you need. Hillary is a published author of 3 books and has a program called the Getting Real Process. This process frees you from what is holding you back, allowing you to create a life you love. Don't believe it? It is hard to believe that it could work, isn't it? The proof is that hundreds of Hillary's clients have used the Getting Real Process and are now free to create whatever they want in relationships, career, finances, enjoying life, or just loving themselves more. So go to RealTalkWithHillary.com and order Hillary's book, Real Talk, and set up a conversation.
Thank you, as always, to our sponsor, Kikori. app.com. If you want to bring experiential social emotional learning to your children at their schools or to your teams, your businesses, go to kikoriapp.com. Check it out. It's beautiful. My daughter was the designer of the app and it's just gorgeous. Check it out and schedule a consultation with them. And then, as always, you saw my commercial. I have my books here, my 3 books. This is a very fun, courageously written memoir, The Second Piece of French Toast. We have, I can swear on here, Your Bullshit is Your Blessing, about the 2 sides of life that I have been discovering and techniques for getting to the fun side of life again. See, more fun. And this is called Real Talk. If you're someone, a people-pleasing person, like I was discussing before, and you have trouble speaking up, this book can help you. You can go to realtalkwithhillary.com and schedule a conversation, and we will talk and get you free. And now I'm going to bring back the lovely, the dynamic, the talented Debbie Wilson Burmend, who wrote The Saga Joe Experience. And I am learning so much here, guys. I don't know if you are, but I can't wait to continue our conversation. So here comes Debbie. All right. So you were showing me that beautiful platter. Now, I'm just thinking, last night I did have someone over for dinner. A friend came over for my birthday, and I did put the salmon, and then I had some vegetables, and then a salad. I did put it on the plate, or I put two of the three on, and it was nice. But I don't normally, probably after talking to you, I don't normally think about that. It's kind of like, but I guess if you're having the serving dishes, like you were saying, you put the serving dishes out, you're going to make those beautiful. So no matter what you do, you're going to make it beautiful. So I think that from now on, I'll be more conscious. My son had just bought us new dishes because he is more like you. He loves to present it. He loves to cook, chef, whatever, and make it beautiful. And then he takes pictures of it and stuff like that. But that was never something that I was focused on. I just wasn't aware, you know, I was busy, whatever. So now I think I can, and why not? It'll just make it more enjoyable, you know?
I mean, if you like entertaining, you know, if you like entertaining, like I do, you know, I take it up a notch, but you know, entertaining for me is, you know, building the friendships, enjoying the ambiance, setting the mood, you know, enjoying great food with your friends and your family. I mean, you know, life in itself to me is a celebration. So why not, you know, make everything you do, you know, celebrate life. You know, so for me, I love doing this. I love entertaining. Like my husband always says, you know, he comes home from work sometimes, and when he comes home, you know, I'll have something like this waiting, or I'll cook a nice meal, and then we'll just sit down together and have dinner together. And I would always light a candles. Whether we play soft music or not, it's during the week. You know, I want to hear about his busy day at work. He wants to hear about all of this that's going on with me now. So we sit and we chat. It doesn't always have to be a fancy meal, right? It's not what I'm saying. You know, make it simple, make it great, make it good, make it fun, you know, make it something that you would love and entertain with it, you know. So just simply sitting down for dinner, making a simple dinner, whatever it is, rice, chicken, whatever. You could fancy anything, and just sit down and enjoy the moment, you know, enjoy life, enjoy the moment, you know, talk about what you want to do next, all these different things. But I just think that it's so important doing those things.
Now, do you find that other people are like you? Do you think they're as like your friends? I mean, now they've been exposed to you, so they see what you do, they see your joy, they see your passion. Do you think you must rub off on people?
I hope I do.
Yeah, because it's so special. But I'm just thinking, like, are people naturally that way? Or I think you wake them up and go, wow, look at her. She's having so much fun. I want to be more like that, right? That's what I'm thinking.
I think I have the most amazing friends. I think, you know, cheers to my friends. Cheers, you know. Cheers. But I do. I think that I have friends that I go by their home and I'm impressed. And I don't think that they do that just to impress me. They don't. I do have friends who love to entertain. Their surroundings is beautiful, so they love doing it. And yeah, but you know, I love when other people cook and entertain me. Not just me entertaining, but I love when my friends do it as well. So I do enjoy going to my friends' homes and when they cook and when they entertain. And my friends can cook. I'm telling you. I have friends that can really cook.
Okay, so you're not like the only one. You all do it. Oh.
No, I'm not the only one. And I've never thought I was the only one. I just love doing what I do. And I decided to put it into a book so that I can share with the world, you know. Sharing your passion, sharing your love, your true self with people. You know, I think that's wonderful. So that's why I put the book together, you know, just to share the different things that I do and I love doing. And I really hope that people enjoy it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's some people, okay, there's some people that I know who love to entertain and they make it nice and stuff like that. For me, it was never, I just wasn't comfortable. I didn't, it's like decorating the home. I'm like, nah, just, I'm fine. Like, it's almost like I can't get past thinking I'm not good at it. So I don't try. Do you know what I mean?
So it feels like a chore to you rather than something that you would enjoy doing.
Or that I wouldn't trust. Like, here, let me show them your cheese platter again. Let's just look at that for one more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yum, yum. Like if I was going to put something together, I don't know that I would trust myself that it would look nice. Or so, I think I haven't taken the time to care, or, you know, you're in a hurry. Like you would probably be appalled. Like I would just put stuff, you know, here, boom, boom, boom. Like I'm like task oriented and it wasn't important for me. Or I wasn't aware of the thing or that it made a difference and people were probably horrified or they didn't care either. I don't know. But I'm like, you know, you're waking me up to something.
Oh.
And it seems like, you know, your friends have already been woken up or they came through it. You know, maybe you all came through it different ways or maybe you rub off on each other. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, ooh, look at that. Look at that. Like, that's your passion. It hasn't been open for me until talking to you. And I can just thank you now for who knows what will be. Yeah. Like if people were coming over, it'd be like,
just your experience book.
Yeah, like but you know, you were saying like you'd make what they liked. So last time my friend was coming over and I had gone grocery shopping, so I was like, okay, come on over. I made what I had bought for me. You know, there was enough.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think to ask her. Well, I didn't even know she was coming until late in the afternoon. Do you know what I mean? But it wasn't I've been like, well, I'm going to make what I like.
But, you know, if you were home, and I can understand that, right? But it's just, you know, I've always thought of, if I'm inviting someone to my home for dinner or just for a snack or even for a glass of wine, you know, I have friends that come over for a glass of wine. And, you know, of course, if they come over for a glass of wine, there has to be some sort of cheese and crackers. Fruit or some sort of dip or a hummus, you know, platter or something, right? But you know, you can make that. You know, I have a tip. This is such a small, as you can see, it's not huge at all. It's small.
Right.
It's round, and it's contained, right? It has a lip and it's contained, so you can't go over it, right?
Okay.
You have to stay within the circle here, okay?
Here, I'll take myself out so we can see. Okay.
Yeah, so it's such a small thing. So you said, I don't think that I would do it as pretty or whatever. Of course you would, because it's so simple as just literally taking, you know, taking something like, okay, so I'm taking this off completely. And I'm going to restart it. You know, like, you cut up the cheeses in little cubes or, you know, slices or however you would like it. And you just place it. Look, I'm not doing anything special to this. You know, you just place it where you think it would look pretty. You know, And that's it. And there you have it. That's it. That's all it is. Just placing things to make it look pretty. And one of the things that I love to do is I always love to get some delicious, like honey or jellies or jams or whatever it is. And I would just drizzle. You know, you could be very impressive when your friends come over. Just wait until they come over. And all you have to do is drizzle this on, you know, like this. And there. And you serve and enjoy with your friends and your family. It's as simple and as easy as that.
Wow. And okay. So here, so that was amazing. But, you know, you didn't have a lot. Like, I think, you know, I was from a big family. There were five kids. Mm-hmm. It was about volume. It wasn't about a nice presentation for me.
Right.
You know, I would make a huge salad and it was about volume, like this whole thing about portions, mm-hmm. you know, and enjoying it and taking the time. I think I've been in a rush all these years, you know, for, I don't know where I'm even going, but it's like, okay, here it is. Boom. Okay. Now let's clean up. You know, like it just hasn't been this experience. Yeah. Like I'm just getting that this can be really a joy-filled experience.
Yeah.
You didn't have a lot of cheese. You had like just a few grapes. You know, you didn't have a whole thing of grapes. You had like a few.
And yeah, because
and you had the colors, right? You had the different colors.
Adding colors and textures and different cheeses to a board. I mean, this is the great fad now. Everybody loves a cheese board or a charcuterie board, whatever you want to call it. People love it. And it makes a great presentation. And not just a presentation, but people love eating it. You know, the cheeses, the soft cheeses, whether you use soft cheese or hard cheeses, you know, just make sure it looks pretty. And it looks inviting, you know, just as simple as that, you know, and pair it with a great glass of wine.
Now, what else is on there?
So there are lots of...
Wait, I'll go out again so we can see it. Go ahead.
There is a beautiful bunch of sliced peaches. There are the green and red grapes. And of course, there are lots of soft cheeses in here. And go out and find, you know, go to the grocery store and find some unfamiliar things, you know, truffle cheeses, all these different things that they have now. It's so amazing. And you trust me, your friends are going to love it. Look at this. It's so gorgeous. Look at the color.
Now, what is that? Is that a peach?
No, it's cheese.
Oh, now you don't have crackers, right? You didn't even do, or do you?
Well, there are crackers in here.
All right, let me go back.
There are crackers in here. You know, they're hidden, but you can certainly see them.
So it's not like about the volume. It's really about the variety, the color, the shapes. Yes. Wow. Exactly. Now, what else besides a cheese board would you have a different plate for, like, what other thing would you put out? Like,
you can do a vegetable charcuterie, which is beautiful. People love vegetables.
What would you put with the vegetables? Like a dip or?
Put a dip, or you can just not put a dip. People love thinly sliced vegetables. Beautiful. They love eating it with dips as well. But you can do hummus platters. Lovely. I love hummus. I love homemade hummus.
All right. How do you? Wow. So you didn't have that recipe in here, right? The hummus one?
My next book will have a lot more food.
Okay, good. So if you were doing a hummus platter, I'm just curious because it's like my brain is going hummus. I don't know what to put with it. What would you put with? Would you put the vegetables? Would you put like a pita? What would you put?
Well, yes. Pita is a wonderful vehicle. Crackers, you know, crisp bread, toasted. But I love, you know, searing some cherry tomatoes with a little bit of white wine and, you know, chopping up some parsley and garlic and things like that. And just pouring it on the top, layering it on the top of it. And it looks pretty. Not just pretty, but it tastes amazing, you know? So all these different things, you know, you can take different levels.
How do they eat it? Are they dipping something in the hummus?
Yeah, you're dipping, you're putting the bread, you're putting your whatever it is, and you're eating the hummus. I mean, it's Food is so pleasurable.
And you just whip. So if I say, oh, I'm coming over, you just whip up some hummus.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely whip up some hummus for you.
So I loved in the book where you had the page of what you keep. I don't know if I can find it right now. Yes. And so, of course, you could whip things up. I'm just looking for it because you have everything there. Like, you're prepared, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a little.
Yes. In her pantry.
Yes.
She's got this amazing list. And then you're. So you don't have to get nervous if someone's coming by because you already have it, right?
But it's not a fuss if your friend is coming by, right? Your friend is coming by. You can do so many different things. You know, just go into your refrigerator and pull stuff out. Just think about what your friend like or what you would eat. You know, a simple salad. You know, everything is, beautiful bread, crusty bread. People love things like that. You know, what about things like that? Slicing up your cheese from in the refrigerator. Mm. You know, putting a nice little jelly or jam on top of it. There. Everything. It doesn't always have to be a fuss, and it doesn't always have to be over the top elegance, but make it pretty, make it simple, and make it enjoyable. You know, that's my motto. Just make it enjoyable.
Oh, I love it. I so love it. It's just, you really, you know, when I got your book, I was like, well, I don't know what we're going to talk about. But then, you know, yesterday when we were talking, she's like, I've already told my story, so we decided to create something new, have fun, have the wine, right? Whoops. And yeah, I had no idea I was going to learn so much, you know? So, you know, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. And happy birthday once more to you.
Yes. Now we have, you know, a few minutes left. What would you like to leave people with? If you could, like, 5 years from now, let's say people embraced your message and just were living this with the senses and the taste and the touch and that. No, really. I mean, think about what the world could become. You know, I don't think people have, I don't have this naturally. So you've, like I said about 100 times, you've opened my eyes. Like, what if everybody's eyes were open? What would that make possible?
Wouldn't that be wonderful? I mean, that would be wonderful if we all lived in that world where everything was perfect and everything was wonderful. But we don't. We don't live in that perfect world, right?
No, so that we could have more joy.
We
could be more present to the little things, like a beautiful cheese plate.
Yes.
No, but I'm serious. I mean, you know, I'd probably slop it on a plate and here you go, eat some, you know, but this is like a whole nother way of living, which doesn't take a lot more effort. It just takes
it really
being aware and present, you know?
Yes. And I, you know, one of the things is I be passionate about what, don't let people steal your joy. Be passionate about what you love doing and do it. And don't be afraid of doing it. I had people ask me questions, aren't you worried about your book not being sold because you're not a famous chef? I'm like, I didn't do this for fame. I did this because I love doing it. And I want to do this. This is why I did this. So I'm not looking at someone else's, what they brought out or what they have. I'm just bringing me to you. And I think everybody should do what they love to do. A lot of people do not get to fulfill their desires or their dreams or anything that they want to do because they are afraid of doing it, because they are afraid of what other people will say about them. I just have to say, don't let anyone spoil your joy. I think everybody should do what they love to do. A lot of people do not get to fulfill their desires or their dreams or anything that they want to do because they are afraid of doing it, because they are afraid of what other people will say about them. I just have to say, don't let anyone spoil your joy. I think everybody should do what they love to do. A lot of people do not get to fulfill And that's what I did. It's what I wanted to do. And I'm happy. I'm proud. I'm happy that I did that. And I will do it all over again because there's another book on the way, you know? So just don't let anybody stop you from doing what you want to do. Fulfill your desires, fulfill your dreams, no matter what it is, you know, you be you and do you and enjoy you, you know?
Wow. Precious.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, precious. No, thank you. Thank you for sharing yourself. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for, you know, going out of your comfort zone. Doing, I know you said it was a lot of work, but I'm sure it was a lot of fun. But just, yeah. You know what, just, you know, even if it wasn't about food, just to see you with your passion and your joy is just so inspiring. So
thank you.
Really, thank you. Thank you.
That means a lot to me. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you doing this and me being on your show. It was, you know, a blast. And just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, this is a blast for me, right? I get to be crazy. So, all right. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. All bye. Right.
Bye.
Thank you for watching this episode. I started getting real with Hillary when I discovered that I was a people-pleasing, pleasant phony and wanted to be more of my real self. We can grow together. If you will like the show, subscribe to my channel, and share this episode with your friends and family, so that we can have a world that's more real.